get inside the numbers with our man in Vegas, Todd Furman. Todd, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, gentlemen? College football only a few days away now. Counting it down out here. Imagine the buzz is starting to build in Nashville for that home opener with Vandy hosting South Carolina, huh, Brent?
Yeah, lots of people buzzed for lots of reasons, but that's one of them. 2 weeks from tomorrow is when we start up. People coming in every day and throwing down money on games. I mean, how far away from kickoff do you start to see everything pick up?
I know folks are starting to come in. We had a little bit of buzz last weekend with preseason football. Everyone gets hungry when toe starts to meet leather, and you talk about folks who want to try and get down on some of these early numbers. College football futures, people think there's value in the conference odds or anything else. Win totals will really heat up over the next 10 to 14 days, and then we'll finally actually have some real action to talk about instead of all the camp developments.
What's the impact of Matthew being out for LSU? Is there any movement at all on their lines, their odds of winning the SEC, national title odds, anything like that?
Not a whole lot. The futures market, Clay, is actually dictated as much by supply and demand as anything else. So as long as people are still betting LSU, the numbers will stay consistent. There may be a lull as we get closer to the season where people stop betting LSU to win the national championship, which would require us to bring them up a drop. At the same time, I don't anticipate it. And when you talk about his impact on an individual game, he's probably only worth about a half a point. That being said, over the course of a full season, not having him out there, he may cost LSU a game or two.
All right, what's the situation right now with the Tennessee-NC State game and the South Carolina-Vandy game? I know you have, I think you have the opening lines out, or at least I've seen those some places. Do you have the lines out, and if so, what's the market starting to show there?
Market's starting to build a 4 or 4.5 for Tennessee, installed as a short favorite over NC State in that game. Be real interesting as both teams have high expectations coming into the season and what we'll see on an interconference showdown. The South Carolina-Vanderbilt game, numbers opened at 6.5 with South Carolina as a favorite. I fully anticipate the public to back the Gamecocks in that spot, especially given their lofty ranking, which I'm not sure is deserved. I think that line will close closer to 7. I don't believe we'll see a 7.5, though, since a number of the professionals I speak to regularly believe that Vanderbilt can be considered a live dog.
All right, what about the degenerates out there who bet on NFL preseason games? What are we looking at for the Titans-Tampa Bay game on Friday?
You're looking at a number that's going to fluctuate. 3 to 4 is pretty much the common number you're going to see on all these games. Real interested to see how Jake Locker performs. Thought it was an interesting move for Mike Munchak, giving him a chance to go out there and start. We watched the Titans closely. I know they broke some hearts in our sports book on Saturday evening. They were 3-point dogs for that trip up to Seattle. Looked like the game was going to fall 20-17 until the Seahawks scored with about a minute 50 seconds to go.
All right, what else are you seeing? Is there anything that's moving out there? I don't think we've talked to you since Dwight Howard signed with the Lakers or got traded to the Lakers. What are you seeing in terms of NBA futures? I know a lot of people said initially that the Lakers had passed Oklahoma City in terms of most likely to win the Western Conference and also most likely to then get the title out of the Western Conference. Has that held? Have you seen it? I know you get a lot of L.A. money because you guys are close.
We definitely do get a ton of L.A. money, so there's not going to be value in the Lakers. We actually had them listed a lot lower than some of the offshore books and even some of our competitors around town. We had them at 9-2. With the Dwight Howard signing, they're down to 2-1 at this point. And you talk about the NBA being a little bit different than any other sport. It really appears to be the Lakers, Thunder, and Heat, a cut above everybody else. I know one of the casinos in town actually offers those three teams, and you'd have to put up $3 to make one if you wanted to bet any of those teams to win the title.
At Todd Furman on Twitter. I want to go back to college football because the first few weeks are really, really big, especially for teams in the SEC East. Missouri hosting Georgia in week 2. Also, Florida going to Texas A&M. How are you looking at those two games when you put out your power numbers? What do you think about those two games?
I think it's going to be interesting. The real problem I'm having is trying to assess how teams like Missouri and Texas A&M will adapt to life in the SEC. I really believe the physical nature of the conference won't rear its ugly head for those two programs until we get towards the back half of the schedule. I know I did take a little bit of flack. I put out some of my own power numbers and listed Florida as the 8th best team in the country. I did raise some eyes throughout the SEC, but believe that team is the one to watch when you talk about an SEC East dark horse and maybe even a team capable of upending LSU in an upset when they had to make the trip down to the swamp.
Yeah, Florida, we were looking at their schedule, Todd. I mean, they go at Texas A&M week 2, at Tennessee. I mean, we're going to learn a lot about them pretty early.
There's no doubt. This is a team loaded with veterans on the defensive side of the ball, but no one's questioning what Coach Muschamp has on that side. We're really going to need to see if Florida can move the football consistently. You talk about bringing back 9 starters there. I'm actually a huge fan of Driscoll under center. I know he was marred by some injuries last season, but you do lose a bunch of skill position players. I think the The absence of Charlie Weiss on the sidelines is actually addition by subtraction.
All right, what else do we need to know? I mean, so what teams are out there that you're seeing people make a move on? It doesn't matter conference, doesn't matter anything else. Is there anything that, you know, kind of is raising your eye in terms of smart money coming in on this team or this game?
The one team catching a lot of attention to win their conference has been Oklahoma State in the Big 12. They opened as high as 20-1, and we've seen them bet all the way down to that 8 or 9 range. I think a lot of that isn't necessarily the strength of the Cowboys, but a lot of questions surrounding Oklahoma, who may not be this prohibitive favorite within the Big 12 that people believe. Texas, West Virginia also drawing some action. But that's been the only conference that we're seeing a lot of the long shots get some action. The SEC, it's been a steady flow of Georgia, Alabama, and LSU money to win that.
Who is the Vegas think right now? Let's say it's August the 15th or whatever it is. Close to the 15th, right?
It is August the 15th.
All
good
right.
Job. Way to go.
I sometimes swing and miss on dates now.
We don't even know what day it is.
Yeah, I know what day of the week it is usually. All right, what if Vegas, August 15th, what two teams are the favorites to be playing in that BCS title game down in the Orange Bowl in Miami when season comes to a close?
Right now, USC the heavy favorite, and a lot of that is because of the strength of their schedule. You look at who USC has to navigate through, and outside of a home game with Oregon where they'll be about a three-point favorite, not a lot of tricky contests for them to get through. Alabama and LSU are going to be in that tier right behind them at 5-1 range. Those two teams are obviously going to have to earn their way like every SEC team does. And right behind them, the likes of Florida State, Oregon, and Oklahoma. The team who I have my eye on actually is in the Pac-12. It's the Oregon Ducks. Despite all the allegations and possible suspensions that may come down, this is a team who will be a 2-3 touchdown favorite minimum their first 8 games. Schedule over the back half gets a little trickier, but I really see the Ducks at 11-1 and controlling their own destiny in the Pac-12 title game.
Who are you looking at? Let's go to the NFL with the same kind of thing. I mean, who are you looking at that maybe we might not be thinking of?
Two teams to keep your eye on in the AFC are the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. They've attracted some money on their over for their respective win totals. The Chiefs are the beneficiary of being in a wide-open AFC West this year with no clear-cut favorite, despite the fact that Denver will have all the buzz of Peyton Manning. Buffalo may be the team ready to make the ascent up if they can avoid the injury bug. We've read all the stories about the Jets and the problems they're having moving the football. I think Buffalo can be a sleeper out in that division and sneak into the playoffs in that 5 or 6 seed.
All right, Todd, what about my bet, $1,000 on the under for Kentucky? What is the over-under for Kentucky Wildcat win futures doing out there right now?
This Kentucky total, I know offshore, has been getting absolutely pounded under the total. It opened up at 5.5 under -130, meaning you'd have to put up $1.30 to win a dollar. It's closer now to -400, meaning you'd have to put up 400 to win 100. The under 4.5 around town that I know you bet into, Clay, it's moved about 30 or 40 cents. Apparently word has spread that the SEC football gambling guru got down. Everybody else is following suit.
So what's it up to now, like -170 or so for the under on the 4.5?
I've actually seen as high as -190 at a couple books. And I think a lot of that stems from the fact that people really believe that Kentucky could fall victim to Western Kentucky in what seems to be a so-called winnable home game.
Oh, I'm not kidding. I mean, I think there's a very, very good chance that Western Kentucky upsets Kentucky.
It's going to be a good game, yeah.
What else out there? The other one that I put money on, Todd, which doesn't sound like you agree with, I took South Carolina, I believe, at 30-1 to win the national title. What is South Carolina looking like national title odds right now?
South Carolina pretty much holding steady. That SEC East seems to be pretty wide open. Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina drawing plenty of money. I'm a little more skeptical of what Connor Shaw brings to the table. Obviously, if Marcus Lattimore is 100%, he is the game changer they need. But I think Alshon Jeffrey allowed Connor Shaw to make a few more mistakes. The defense loses a few key pieces. And I think we'll know what we're going to get with South Carolina week one out of the gates. Obviously, if they lose to Vanderbilt in Nashville, it's going to be a tough year for Steve Spurrier and company.
Todd, great job, man. Appreciate you. At Todd Furman on Twitter. That's F-U-H-R-M-A-N.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, brother.